The Maui Film Festival's carved its own niche in the festival circuit, emphasizing life-affirming films. These films span thrillers, documentary, dramas, the full range. And this year, I'm really excited about the Hawaii films.
Yeah, you and the rest of the world.
Barry Rivers is the founder and director of the Maui Film Festival. He figures the celestial cinema on the grass under the stars is just right for tonight's Visionary Award tributes. Honors will go to Nainoa Thompson and posthumously to Eddie Aikau. Hawaiian, The Legend of Eddie Aikau, and Islands of Sanctuary, a profile of the struggle over Kaho'olawe, will both be seen along with six quality local shorts.
No one's ever quite done the films at the quality that these films are produced at and the quantity that we are presenting that night in a venue as spectacular as that ever before. And I think that's why we worked so hard to pull it together, and it's why I think there's as much excitement as there is about it.
Do distributors outside of here seem interested, and if so, in what?
Well, look, the Eddie Aikau story may be sort of unique. His story certainly has. I mean, ESPN has that film, and they'll be showing that film, but not until sort of late mid-fall.
Look at the levels of humility and levels of willing to sacrifice, the levels of love and aloha, to me, is core to the story. And it's a Hawaiian story.
That certainly has gained national attention. I think a lot of these others will, too, once people start to see them. I mean, there's some stunning videos done by Project Kuleana, two Hawaiian music videos that we're showing that just couldn't be better. The film Island of Sanctuaries, the half an hour that is the Protect Kaho'olawe story, you know, done with the authorization of the PKO, is the story that is the only one of the eight which culminates in a successful effort by an indigenous people to right the wrongs being done to them.
If we can fight the U.S. Navy and win, the possibilities are endless for other indigenous peoples throughout the world.
That one actually will go further and wider than the Maui Film Festival by far already. The distribution, I understand, is locked in. So, yeah, these things, I think, have a life beyond the shores of Hawaii. And, frankly, these kinds of stories need to have a life because until people understand the wisdom of native peoples from around the world, they're never going to understand what to be considering in their strategic plans, quote-unquote, for the future.
Ah, the future. What the Maui Film Festival hopes to help build. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.